Mandy, I know you love the happy headline.
I do. It's my favorite part of the day.
I just love the headline of this happy headline. A man builds a giant Christmas goat to delight his neighbors. What that means? I didn't know there was a Christmas goat. I didn't know that was a thing.
I didn't know that was a thing.
But apparently it's a holiday tradition in a city that I can't pronounce in Sweden. It involves the people there building a 40-foot statue of a goat made out of straw right in the town square. For the last 10 years, a guy actually from North Carolina had a Christmas tradition of watching the townspeople build this goat every year. And each year, he would vow to build his own. Now, 3 years ago, he finally got around to it. He actually built a giant straw goat decorated in lights and red ribbon in his yard. So he took this tradition from Sweden and took it right to North Carolina. So his goat is only 9 feet tall. Imagine having a neighbor with a 9-foot goat in his yard.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah. So
and kind of a fire hazard.
Yeah. I don't think a 9-foot straw goat is a good idea anywhere. But he lights it up on after Thanksgiving. So you think straw
is it
with
like,
lights on it?
Is it like Burning Man where they light it?
I don't know. But he does throw a party that draws around 60 of his neighbors together. And throughout the holiday season, the goat shines brightly for all the neighborhood and passing traffic, creating a unique connection between two cities, one in North Carolina and one in Sweden.
Well.
So goats bringing countries together. I love
excellent.
It.
Excellent.